Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Time management isn't always about the clock. It's more about clarity, and that's what I want to talk about today. You did hear me right. Stop looking at the clock every 5 minutes to see how much time you have left. No more clock watching. I know that time management is that cliche. It's very overused, the leadership phrase or words, but I'm here to tell you that it is still one of the main challenges I hear from the leaders that I do coach and work with. Some of them are brand new, some of them own a business, and some of them have been managing for years, but the conversation is usually the same. I feel like I'm constantly behind. Maybe it's I spend all day doing all this work, but I go home and having not completed anything. I've been there. I remember those things. Another one could be, you know, I don't have time to lead. I can't lead. So our team struggles and we all get really frustrated with each other. That's another one that comes up quite a lot and a lot more often than it used to. Any of these sound familiar to you? Are you blaming time? The real problem isn't time because, as I've said before, we cannot change time. It is what it is. I'd love to grant you your magic wish to give you more time in the day, but it's not there. The real problem is more about overwhelm and a lack of clarity around how we manage time. This isn't blaming anybody for anything. It's because we need to determine how to manage our own time. Most people appreciate time management kind of like a puzzle. So if I just arrange these pieces all over here in the same colors or the same type of piece over there, I finally feel like I'm on top of things. And then you realize you haven't put any pieces together yet. You're just organizing them. And so now you have beautiful colors all arranged in one spot on your table and you have all the same puzzle pieces all lined up. You feel like you're good to go, and yet you haven't done anything. You don't need, for example, a better calendar. What you need to be is a very intentional about how you use your time. It's not really about doing more. It's about getting clear on what really matters and be willing to let go of everything else. Priorities are important. What's even more important? Important is that you need to make sure that you're letting things go. Things that are not urgent and not important or have been on your to-do list for years, let them go. You're setting the tone when you do this for you, how your entire team can approach time and priorities. So if you are constantly in your own firefighting mode with your calendar, they likely are too. So I want to give you a few patterns I see from my clients that are ways that you lose time, you don't even realize it. One is being available all the time. Maybe you're constantly answering those Slack messages as they come in or those emails as they come in. Or if you were like me in my corporate world, you're jumping from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting all day. You want to be helpful. You really do. You want to provide your employees what they need every single time you get a message. But what you're actually doing is you're being very reactive instead of strategic in that. What about checking your emails or your Slack messages just a couple of times a day? Another big pattern that I see is that we say yes out of guilt or out of the feeling of pressure with some deadlines looming. So whether it's being on another committee, yes, I'll do that, or yes, I will take on that project, or, you know, someone comes to your door and says, hey, can I run this by you really quickly? And every time you say yes, no is not something that you have learned to do. That's the case. I did a tip on that before about saying no. Remember, if your calendar is full of all these other people's priorities, other committees, projects, and can I run it by yous, where's the space for what you need to get done, right? Another pattern, and this is the last one I'll share, is that busy doesn't mean we're productive. If your to-do list and your tasks are filling your calendar and you're doing other people's projects and committees, it's not traction. you're stuck in some sort of cycle where you have to learn to say no. You have to be less available, but still available for your employees, but less available, so that you can stop that spin cycle, that circle, and you can actually use strategy to lead your teams. Here's this week's challenge for you. I want you to pick just one day, just one. I don't, your slowest day that you might have, and I want you to take a few minutes to audit it. Only a couple of questions, but I really want you to look at this really hard in what you did in a day. What did I do that had real impact? You want to make sure that you're not just doing for doing. What did I do that had real impact? The next question, what drained my energy without moving me forward in anything? Was it that meeting you didn't need to be in? Was it that you left your door open and people came every minute of every hour when maybe you could have some do not disturb focus time? What can I delete, as in not do? What can I delegate to somebody else? What can I defer to a later date? Or what can I even restructure as a process so they can be more efficient, looking for those inefficiencies? For example, if you look at your email and your Slack messages continuously all day, try doing it at 9 a.m., at noon, and at 4. Tell your team you're doing it. The small act of this reflection will start helping you understand where that time may be being lost. And the more clear you are on this, the more in control that you're going to feel, and you'll be able to say no. Even when your schedule is full, you'll feel better. And if you're ready for more about time management and some organization, and you're a leader who's just tired of getting through every day with overwhelm and hearing yourself, I have no time for that. You want to start owning your time, your priorities, and your leadership presence. You are who I built my Rise Leadership Program for. It's all about time. Module does start in July 2025, if you're listening to this late, but you can go to our link that I will put in the episode notes to see when the next time management model is. But it is built to help you with time management and organization. And that's what I want you to work on this week. I work with leaders every day to turn insights like this into real-world results. You can lead with more confidence, clarity, and calm. And it starts by reclaiming how you manage your time. You'll find the link to learn more about our Rise to Leadership program in the episode notes, as well as our website. I'd love to see you there if you are struggling with time or blaming it. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a twin life coaching and business services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.